Dear friends in Christ, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I don't know about you, but I am sure in need of good news. How many of you need some good news today? I think good news is something that we need, that God gives us, and especially as we celebrate Easter, this good news that Jesus is arisen physically in the flesh to share with us that he has defeated sin, death, and even the powers of the devil. Well, I don't know about you, but I've been watching a special show called Some Good News with John Krasinski. He has three podcasts right now that talk about this good news, things that are happening around the United States. And in a very kind of cheerful way, he shares good news of things that we can celebrate and things that kids and people have hope in the midst of this coronavirus. I know one of my pastor friends, Tim Gurdis, who happens to have the hardship of serving a church around San Diego, California. Every morning as he does his devotions, he puts a picture of, it must be his back porch, looking out, and he says every day, the sun is still up, still every day. And lately after Easter, he's been sharing, because Christ is risen. And in the midst of everything that's going on, it's good to remember that the sun is still up every day, that Christ is still risen. And I don't know if you've heard this, but one of our preschool teachers, Christy Durfee, just had a baby boy. And so on Easter Sunday, we celebrate in the midst of everything else going on that life continues and that new life is born. And then, of course, we as Christians, we celebrate Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. That first Easter Sunday, the women went to the tomb and they found the stone rolled away and an angel sitting there and say, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. Christ is risen. And then the women saw Jesus and they worshiped him. The disciples, they wondered, could this be true? Could this be real? And so we find the disciples this first Easter Sunday behind locked doors. Behind doors that are locked because they're afraid. They're fearful. They're wondering about their own safety. They aren't sure about the good news that they've heard, and they're uncertain. I think behind locked doors, this is the church at its worst. You know, living in fear, just trying to protect themselves, looking out for themselves and looking internally, because the good news of our Savior is meant to be shared with the whole world. But how often is a church like this? Not just the disciples, but how often does this happen in our Christian church? We're more concerned about paying the church's bills than sometimes helping others. Maybe we're more concerned with keeping our doors open than helping those in need. Maybe we're too concerned about people rejecting us for the faith that we have, and we don't share the good news, the hope that we have. And so my question for you today is to consider in your own life, what is causing you to huddle, to shut the doors against enemies, whatever they might be, whether it's viruses, neighbors, fellow employees, family members, or even God himself? What is causing you to be afraid? What is causing you to huddle? Closing yourself off from others, maybe even from God himself. I think our natural human tendency is to say, I've got this. I can handle this. I have the resources. I can just close myself off and stay away from other people. And I really don't need God. May this day be a day where God breaks into your hearts, breaks into your lives, breaks into your whole being with the news that Christ is alive. And he says to you, peace be with you. Those are the words that Jesus shared with the disciples that first night. The words that changed the disciples, their perspective on this world. Jesus said, and can you say with me, peace be with you. These are our words that Jesus shares. This peace has these same connotations of the Old Testament word for peace, the Hebrew word shalom. Shalom is not just a little bit of peace, but it's a peace that expresses a well-being of person, mind, being, of soul, being right with God and right with others. This is a peace that encompasses all that we are and all that we have. Jesus said to the disciples, peace be with you. Jesus says to you and I, peace be with you. Now, Thomas wasn't there that first time, and he said, I can't believe that Jesus is alive. I can't believe that his death and resurrection makes any difference in my life. And in the midst of that unbelief, Jesus came. You know, whatever fear you're holding on to, whatever doors you have barred, whatever you say, God can't touch this. Jesus comes to you. He comes to you and he says, do not disbelieve, but believe. Faith is what changes our heart. Faith is what changes our soul. Faith in Jesus Christ changes our lives now and eternally. And because Jesus is alive, we can have hope in him that he touches us. He changes us. His peace fills us with his hope. Stop disbelieving and believe. I love the children's message today that Gail shared. Sometimes there are messages that are really hard to believe, things that are outside of our experience, and we kind of question, can that be true? But as Gail shared with us today, there are things that maybe we just haven't experienced or we haven't learned. Jesus came to his disciples and he comes to us to share with us this good news that he is alive. In fact, Jesus breaks through every kind of barrier simply because he loves us. And do you know how much he loves us? He loves you enough to suffer for you, to die for you, and then to rise for us, for you. This is the good news, that Jesus has done this for the entire world, but most importantly, he has suffered, he has died, he has rose again for you. My friends in Christ, isn't this great news? Isn't this good news? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Jesus lives for you. Jesus lives so that you may have life. Jesus lives so that you may be filled from to the center of your being with his peace that passes all understanding. That whatever fears, whatever troubles, whatever you might be facing, Jesus says, I've got it. Jesus says, I've overcome sin and I've overcome death. And no matter what your problem might be, I've overcome that too. Trust me. Trust me. Stop disbelieving and trust me. One of the greatest things that a person could do is to die for someone. And Jesus not only died for us on the cross, but he suffered in a horrendous way. He suffered for the sins of all humanity, for the sins of this world. And there on the cross, Jesus bore our sins. By his iniquities, we are healed. And so we look at the cross, and we see God telling each one of us, telling you, I love you so much, I've given you my only son, even to death, so that nothing might separate you from the love of God. And it's the love of God that makes a difference in our lives. It's the love of God that fills us with hope. It's the love of God that gives us that peace that passes all understanding, because God is able to do more than what we can ask for or imagine. He can even appear behind locked doors. He can even appear and heal our broken hearts and our broken lives. Today I'd like to end with just one of the things that amazes me is, how many of you guys have a Siri or Alexa or a Google Assistant? Do any of you have any of those things? All right, many of us might have this. About a year ago, we got our Amazon Dot and a smart plug. And so in our main living area, we have a light that's connected that. And one of the coolest things, I did this like 10 times the day I first got this. I said, "Alexa, turn on first plug." And the light turned on. It was amazing. It was so much fun. And "Alexa, turn off first plug." And the light went off. And now I'm learning to do things like, "Alexa, play NPR," "Alexa, play whatever song." And so it's kind of really fun to use the power of spoken word to have control over my environment. And when I don't know the answer, I can just ask Siri or Alexa or Google for help. And as I think about that, the power of this spoken word, I think about God's word. If our words can have that much power, how much power can God's word have as he speaks into our hearts, he speaks to our lives, and he says what to us? He says, "Peace be with you." Except God doesn't have to do that through Alexa or Siri. He does that through his son, Jesus Christ, who comes in the midst of our hearts, who comes in the midst of our lives, whatever we're dealing with, and he says, "Peace be with you." And there's power in the word of God, power to change hearts, to change lives, and to fill us with his peace. You know, to talk about the power of these words, John writes that these words are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have what in his name? Life. Through faith, by hearing the power of God's word, we have life. Our sins are forgiven, and God welcomes us into a relationship with himself, filled not by fear, but with peace. Because in Christ, God shows us his love, and we experience that forgiveness. Now, this good news isn't just for us, but now it's our job to be like John Kerensky, to be able to say, "Here's good news for you." And so let us as Christians take this good news that we've received and share it with everyone, that Christ has died, that Christ has risen, he has ascended to heaven, and one day soon, I hope, Jesus will return. Until Jesus comes, may he find us sharing and spreading the good news. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, Heavenly Father, you are so good. And we thank and praise you for the chance today to celebrate the peace that we have. And so we ask that as we gather, whether here in person or we participate in worship online, that your spirit may be at work in our hearts, filling us with your peace, that we may not live in fear, but that we may have your peace that passes all understanding. Lord, we ask that we may not just hold on selfishly to this good news, but we may find ways to share it, with our neighbor, to share it with a coworker, maybe through a letter or a phone call or an email or a text, but help us to share with someone today the good news that Jesus is alive. We pray this in his holy and powerful name, and all God's people said,